or KFW Mobile.
How you doing this morning?
Doing well, Al. How about yourself?
And that was a nasty one this morning. I had my start in my leg was a little bit... No, that was height side. Boy, that thing cramped up, man. That thing hurt. Oh.
Okay, 4 and 8B.
Good morning, Ed. How you doing? You staying dry?
Oh, I had a little bit of a sprinkle here there in yonder, but that's been it.
Sprinkling here.
Had you getting until we had it.
Of course.
Ken, what new came out yesterday when you got to work?
You knew right now we're waiting on the thermometers to get here. Apparently there's a thermometer shortage to be able to check everybody's temperature, but we're all filing in one by one, answering a bunch of questions, and no visitors in the plant and that. But other than that, not too bad. It's about the same as it was when we left on Wednesday.
I didn't go to one of the local drugstores and get the scan thermometers.
I don't know why they didn't. I wasn't in on that ordering or whatever, you know what I mean? Somebody else did the ordering on that, so I don't know where they got them from.
In China.
Yeah, probably so, right?
You're seeing me, her thermometer's off by about 8 tenths of a degree. So I said, well, is it the thermometer or is it me?
Fertilizer down now, I'll be able to cut grass twice a week instead of just once.
Go, we'll take care of it.
You know, keep setting him up all summer, and then this fall we'll barbecue him.
It's good, but he probably eat all of Mama's bushes and flowers, right?
Damage for groceries.
She might not see it that way. I know my sister struggles to keep hers in the pen.
I'll straighten it up. Guys, they're going to still want the mule. His father was telling the story down here. This mule was kicking everybody, so he decided he was going to tase the mule one day. He tased the mule and it kicked out the wall of the bar, and I started laughing.
They closed the beaches and all the boat ramps, so I guess that'll hurt the fishermen this weekend, right?
Mine went fishing yesterday out on a boat. The ramp still open.
Asked them last night or closing them first thing this morning. It probably really wasn't the fishermen. It's all the people that get out there on the island and start congregating.
It really is.
Ain't no fishermen, so I might wind up having to be. But right now, I just don't care that much about fishing.
I want to find some of those hogs and shoot those wild hogs and process a couple wild hogs. That's what I want to see.
DOT Mobile.
Morning, Tim.
Good morning, Tim.
How's everybody doing?
Doing well for a Tuesday, KN4TFW.
Ken, did your wife, did she get to go back to work yet? I thought I saw where at least one of them stacks was opening up to do takeout. Is she going to be a part of any of that?
Her restaurant's closed. She only stayed open, I guess, the first 3 or 4 days, and he was really losing money. The overhead was just too much, and he wasn't doing very well at takeout, so they closed it up. So I haven't heard nothing about them opening back up, but there's a couple other stacks, but they're really not related anymore.
Roger that. I just seen if she's gonna be able to get to work some. So all right,
we got a lot of restaurants going out of business. This is not gonna be good.
Mexican restaurant over here in Taylor's that we like to frequent. They used to only be open 5 days a week for 5 hours from like 5 to 10 at night, but now they're open They're open from 11 to 7, so they're getting more hours, and they've been doing pretty good little business, so that's pretty good, because you can get them for lunch now.
See, for this rain to come in, this pollen is nailing me. My car yesterday, it you could just about barely see the actual paint on the car.
When I let the dog out in the morning, I have a little headlamp that I have on, and, you know, shine it around the yard, looking for animals, and, man, you can just see all that stuff in the air, and it's just amazing.
Sure.
Lunch this morning, KN4TFW.
KN4NAP. Well, I put this one in the book.
Brennan Street, KK4POT.
Hey, that was. I'm waiting for somebody to throw a monkey wrench into it.
It's going to change as soon as these restrictions are lifted.
The important thing is all of us just got to work together as much as we can to try to get things cracking as soon as we can. I don't agree with what they're doing, but I know they have to do it.
Stops off somewhere, so that right now he can't do it because it's closed.
For a long lunch, and I remember sometimes he used to show up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and lately he's not been doing that lately.
Not ready to run that tower up.
I get there, still got to do that pad, but I'm not really too anxious to get out to the stores anymore, so I hadn't been getting any supplies for anything on that project yet, so I'm ready to do it, but just got to get a bunch of stuff and find some time to make it happen.
After the first of the month, in May, we can get together and help you get it up.
So I'd like to get that thing up. I was out there looking at it yesterday.
No, and it's out here. I don't know if I got to do something with this one. I did find something. I might have found one of my friends when I was doing something else. He put the C-pole back there, and I have a feeling. I think he made a mistake when I think he put some insulation in the wrong spot. Cause I noticed this C-pole is a weird problem. So we'll see I'm going to take the whole thing apart and check it out.
I'm starting to make in the 90s now on those practice exams.
Cracked the test exam since the class quit. I need to get my butt going on it so I can do it, because they may try to do it on a video conference or something, you know, to take the test.
Be interesting.
See there, but, you know, two of them could be, you know what I mean, you know, watching on Skype or something like that.
Making you live video. To observe everything.
5:30 in the morning yet.
4 minutes.
First day again, and I'm going nuts sitting on this darn house. I can't say right here when I think about it, but we won't do that. How long do you have those little $10,000 pines? Yeah, here it's a little cool in here. I gotta figure out how to set the heat. It was on air conditioning before, so I think I got to change that a little bit.
Well, as it gets today, isn't it?
Yeah, so I'm assuming, yeah, I think so. I think today's going to be a little bit cooler.
Showed it supposed to get up in the mid to slightly upper 60s.
And it was dropping down into the low 40s, and that I might have to bring a couple of plants inside.
Test. I was taking a CDL test this morning.
CDL test?
I'm taking it this morning.
Is he still at BMW?
Over their craft.
Like working at some I think it's a trailer place out in TR somewhere.
If you couldn't throw a BMW scrap meter, he quit too. Lost a real good mechanical engineer too.
This goes well for him. I know those things can be a pain. They can be tricky. They're real picky on them things, but hope that goes well for him. But I'm rolling up, so I'm going to jump out of here. 7-3s, everybody. Have a great day. Stay safe, and we will hopefully catch you in the morning. KK4POT.
Tim, keep them straight.
7-3, Tim. Have a good one.
Sometimes this leg hurts so bad, I can hardly, sometimes I can hardly take the pain, but man, it's brutal. Tell you.
Dog out, and I'll be right back.
Yeah, well, man, I can't wait to spend time with that shepherd up here in the house when I quarantine him and the cat. And I can't wait to see how that thing does in the house when I have our meeting of minds. Shepherds are weird dogs. They're good dogs, but man, they're the most pain in the neck dog to train in the world.
Hide 1, KN4TFW.
He's in the house. The problem is, it stays inside the house. The problem is, he doesn't have a lot of room to run around. He can't spend the time walking very much. And he's very territorial. Separate him and a little kitty cat. And my brother Max, of course, there's nothing to eat off the floor or bills or anything, in case I drop any. And he's going to leave me with him all day one day when he's at work. Probably going to have the meeting of the minds. Husky one time. And I'll tell you what, those things are hard to deal with too. But these thermocouples are natural meter records. And for these modern meters, thermocouples are relatively accurate.
What's your on?
Use thermocouples and have you know, meters to check the hours to check temperature. I don't know why they just don't do that. They're accurate enough. There's a heck of a lot of thermometers these days. I gotta get one myself. They make all the ones they'll talk to you. I gotta get one. But they're like $90.
NAP, I'm back. I figured while I was letting the dog out, I might as well grab me a cup of coffee.
Hey, Miss Carol had it made for you, right?
Somebody done been in it.
Oh, up already?
Yeah, she probably had some before she went to bed.
It bothers me sleeping. I never have a problem with that. Coffee doesn't really keep me awake.
That has never bothered me. I've had coffee ever since I was probably 6 months old or younger. I had pneumonia, and the doctor told my mama to give me a little bit of coffee every day and help break that stuff up.
Hell, I've been drinking coffee for years. When they first diagnosed my congestive heart issues, one of the doctors said if I didn't drink coffee, I wouldn't have been alive.
See, as I drink, I should live forever then.
Hey, I'm one of those people I can sit down there and I can sit for an hour and work on a project or something and sit there and drink a pile of coffee like nothing.
Can tell us something good.
By the time I get to work, I'm about coffeeed out. I usually don't drink anymore unless somebody just wants some and they fire up the coffee maker there in the office. And I may have an extra cup in the mornings on the weekends, but yeah, about 2 cups, but it's probably more like about 4 cups because it's a big cup. KN4TFW.
Just heard a jet flying out of the airport.
You going to be off today?
Didn't hear him say if he did.
Might have something had to go in early.
For fixing machines right now, there's probably a lot. You never know where you're going to end up.
Him, he probably decided he'd take a day. It's rain harder over here now, so it won't be long.
I drop here at work, and that parking lot's dry as a bone.
Be there in just a little bit.
We're all stacked up waiting outside the door to do our question and answer session so we can get in, and then the bottom will fall out, right?
Yeah. parking lot, usually when I step out of the truck, the clouds open up and says, I hate you. So, here you go.
Cowboy, it's just like the antenna cardinal rule. Gary, Cowboy, U.S., we used to laugh because every time I work on my antenna, it'd be sunny outside. Every day we work on our antenna, every time we just get started, it start raining right in the middle of it.
Stayed with some friends in Florida for, excuse me, for a week. I couldn't live down there. Every afternoon on the coast, big old thunderstorm come in for about an hour and pour down rain.
Humid, right?
That ain't even the word.
The grass is like straw, whatever that crap is. I went down there one time as a kid, and I've had asthma since I was a kid. I went down there as a kid, I said, Dad, you guys can have this place. The gators, which I hate.
Bacon.
Darn thing doesn't get you.
Gators down around Myrtle Beach in Charleston.
Like, I just don't play with it. I just don't like those things.
Had any fried alligator?
It's really good. There's a restaurant up there in Concord, North Carolina, up there by the Bass Pro Shop that serves alligator. It's really good. We like it.
Well, you can go to Saskatoon's. You can get just about anything you want. I've been there a couple of times, had kangaroo, elk, buffalo, alligator bites, you name it. My son had the ostrich. He said it was good.
At one time I had the elk and the emu and the buffalo, I believe.
The buffalo now.
Buffalo running around in the plains again. They got quite a few of them back out there.
And then they're starting to take and restock the Indian reservations with them.
It's really a good thing because bison and buffalo and all that stuff, it's just a shame that that happened. When the country started out, they did what they had to do, and it's just what they did. Unfortunately, they did what they did, but what are you going to do?
Buffalo robe will cost you better than a grand if you want one to throw on your bed.
It's something made out of a muskox from up there in Alaska. Man, that'll set you back.
That'd be Friday. I imagine so, but I'd like to have me a pair of those muckmucks.
We were up there in Alaska, man, I forget what they call it, starts with a Q, but, man, that stuff's expensive by the ounce, and that, like, to make sweaters and scarves and that, you can't hardly afford to buy one.
Guess I'll just look at it and say, ain't that pretty?
Come on, you know what we paid for Alaska?
Had enough gold to come out of Alaska for the federal government to repay for itself 1,000 times.
We only paid, I think it was in 1870, I think it was, I think we paid $6-7 million, which comes out to 2 cents an acre.
He's up there in Alaska. Did you go out into like the wilderness any or what?
A few places. We went to the daughter was living in Fairbanks, so we did the Hall Road, the Ice Truck Road truckers drive on. We went, I don't know, almost 200 miles down that road. Went to the North Pole, Alaska, little town there. Went into Denali. We did a lot of the interior. It was really amazing. I'd love to go back again. You don't even know what remote is until you get up there.
Build me a cabin back in them woods, but from what I understand, they don't allow people to go back in there anymore and build.
Places that they don't allow anymore, they were on some national reserves or whatever. I think there's There's one all the way up there in the northeast corner that it's about the size of South Carolina, and there's only like about 7 people live up there. And then once they pass or their kids pass, then it goes back to the state, and nobody can live up there anymore. But man, I mean, you ride down the road for 30 or 40 miles and never see anything man made except for the road.
The way I like it.
Not darn any below zero temperatures either. Heck with that crap.
Road and, you know, it's a dirt road. So I'm 60 miles down this dirt road, and we cross over the Yukon River, which is like, it's kind of like the Mississippi. I mean, it's a big river. And there must have been 100 boat trailers in the parking lot down there and not a boat in sight.
And to catch them some salmon.
Right. And that, man, it was a big river. It was, the river's 2,000 miles long, and that bridge is the only bridge that crosses it. If you're going to get across it any other place, you're going to have to take a boat across.
Certain areas on that river that they dredge, they use barges and dredge the bottom for gold, and done pretty well.
And that I went to about 30 miles the other side of the Arctic Circle, because I told Susan, I said, if we get to go, we're going down this road, and I know that there's going to be a sign that says here at the Arctic Circle, and I'm going to get my picture there, and I did.
It is when you went to the North Pole, did you see Santa Claus?
They got a store there, and he's there every day.
And have a word of prayer with him every Christmas. I keep getting the bill for everything.
New radio.
That for myself, and I sent Mama on a vacation. I'll send her back down there again if everything goes well this December.
A couple months this will be over with, and the economy will start going back together.
We're 30 miles north of the Arctic Circle, and the mosquitoes were so bad you couldn't. You wouldn't even believe it. KN4TFW.
KN4NAP. My cousin went up fishing up there, took his wife and son up there, and he was telling us that the flies and mosquitoes were just something awful. He said you couldn't hardly fish. He said you had to have a mosquito net over your head just so you wouldn't breathe them in.
And we had mosquito nets. I never did use it, but I had like 100% DEET, and all that would do was keep them about a half an inch off of you and keep them where they wouldn't land on you. But, man, they'd be all over you, and they don't just buzz around you like they do down here. They just all jump on you. And it was, man, the daughter must have had about 25 of them jump on her at the same time, and that she was a screaming and a hollering.
Or the females.
You guys doubled.
I didn't start frying at them.
I've read that the only ones that bite and suck blood are the females.
Not that, but there was, man, there was a lot of stuff to do outside there. They had, they had trails that they mostly used for snowmobiling. That had cabins that were first come, first served, that you could, you know, spend the night in and stuff like that. But they definitely didn't recommend doing it in the summertime because you'd be ate up. Now, when we were in the city in Fairbanks, it wasn't bad at all, and that not a ton of mosquitoes. I was scheduled to go fishing right there the last couple of days, and that, but the fish were just late. They were late coming up there, and they have like fish counting stations, and they have to let so many fish go up the river to Canada, and the fish were just late and that, so I didn't get to go.
Look, if I'd went out there and started fishing, a bear would have walked up behind me and tapped me on the shoulder.
Yeah. one of the local rivers in a boat, so that wouldn't have been too bad. And it's funny, the boats up there, they don't have props on them. They have impellers where they just suck the water up and blow a water jet to make them go. And that, because there's so many rocks in the river.
Surprised about it. But there was one guy on Facebook, he put a video on, and he was talking about fishing and so forth and so on. And he turned around and looked, and there's a big old grizzly bear looking at him. The old bear just walked over and sat down by the river and ignored him.
I wish we'd have got to see while we were up there, but it's the only one I didn't see. I mean, we saw everything else, you know, caribou and muskox and a ton of moose and everything, but no wolf and no bear.
My youngest and his wife went up on their cruise to Alaska. They got to see some brown bear, but they say there's a cross between the grizzly and the brown bear that's twice as mean as the grizzly ever talked about being.
Go up there, you better stop at every gas station you see, because sometimes it's 120 miles between gas stations.
Be surprised.
Happy Friday. I just get me a big old team of Huskies and get me a sled with wheels.
FW. Yeah, they have all kinds of trails beside the road, and there's little signs that says, you know, dog sled crossings and stuff like that everywhere up there.
Wintertime, I would actually like to see and go inside an igloo.
See, you don't want to go inside. Over the blind up in the summertime, up in London, they took us over to Groton, to the submarine base, and they actually took the blind guy, his kids, they took a couple of us inside the submarine. I'll tell you what, I did not like that at all.
Boat ride up there, and that saw a simulated village and some stuff like that, but there was a... There was kids jet skiing and jumping off of the little dock into the water and, you know, and getting back out. And that water was 42 degrees.
It was hot.
It's July.
There's no kidding either.
See, they're letting them in, so I better go. I'll say 73 to you guys and look forward to catching up with you tomorrow morning. KN4TFW.
You have a good one. We'll catch you in the morning. And I'm going to round my old hound dog up, and me and her are going to go in the house, and I'm going to raid the coffee pot again. Well, you have a good one, too. So 7-3 to both of you. Kilo Mike 4, November Alpha Papa, as I would say on the HF. See you later.
4 Mike November, 7-3.